Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Honestly, as Christians, we know that Christmas is about Jesus. It's about Christ. And I wanted to read to you from Isaiah 9:6, where it says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And I love this scripture because it's, of course, a prophetic word from Isaiah talking about the soon coming Messiah, but he's already talking about who he's going to be to us, right? And I think that that's such a rare thing among at least maybe Americans, maybe in other cultures they do this, but you know, it's like, we're going to have a baby. All we're kind of concerned about, is it a girl? Is it a boy? You know, like we don't really go further to say, oh, this child is going to be this in our family. This child is going to accomplish that in our family. This is what this child will go out to do for our surrounding neighbors and country and, you know, outlying community, right? And I love this because Jesus was not just foretold that he was coming. And it's not just that he will be called. We knew he'd be a boy, right? But it's like, hey, he's a wonderful counselor. Like, I mean, who says that about their unborn child? This child will be a wonderful counselor, you know? And it's like, where is this coming from? It's coming from the fact of like the attributes and characteristics of God himself, because this is the foretelling of God talking about his son being born. And so for him to be calling his son a wonderful counselor, a mighty God. So he's already prophesying that this will be a mighty God, you know, not just a small g God, not just somebody recognizes as a religious leader, but a mighty God. And then Everlasting Father. How awesome that, like, you're talking about an unborn child being an everlasting father, you know, because God is already prophesying over his amazing son, Jesus Christ, of being an everlasting father. But, like, God's the father and Jesus is the son. So, how is Jesus being prophesied as the everlasting father? I mean, that's so amazing because we also know that Jesus is God. Jesus is the son of God. He's the Messiah. He's also God. And so God is just prophesying himself over the world, right? He's prophesying who he is to us through his son to the entire world. And let's not forget Prince of Peace. I mean, I'm just going to prophesy that over the next person that I know who's pregnant, is just that this child is going to come in giving peace to the world. Because again, these are not attributes we think about with little babies, right? Especially because babies come in the world crying. Babies come in the world kind of needy and, you know, needing to be taken care of. And Jesus was no different. He wasn't some super baby who came in taking care of himself. He still needed his parents to take care of him, to nurse him, to nurture him, to, you know, bring him up in the admonition of the Lord. Yet he's God, you know, and as he grew up and became 12 years old and they thought they lost him and he was in the temple, his words were like, "Didn't you know I'd be about my father's business?" So even at such a young age, he knew who he was. How did he know that? Well, because his parents must have raised him to know and understand right away who he was. And as he got older and came to that age of accountability, he himself received that identity. And that's something that I love to do in ministry, is to help people to receive their true identity in Christ. So what is your take on that, Jordan, that different way? Like when you were pregnant with your daughter, were you thinking about the attributes, the characteristics that she would be to the world?
Yeah, I think that's what was so beautiful, is actually when I was pregnant with my daughter, I had been a Christian my entire life. And it wasn't until I became pregnant with her that I started receiving actually dreams and visions. And what was actually very cool is actually during my interview process about 6-7 years ago with Doug Addison, one of the things that he prophesied over me was this word of knowledge of like, "Hey, did you just start getting all these dreams and visions when you were pregnant with your daughter?" And I was like, "Yeah, actually." And he told me that it was actually an anointing on her life that I was receiving from, because I did not receive dreams or visions like that. And it just gave me this whole new perspective of what God actually places on our lives when we're born, from the time that He conceived us in our mother's womb, that He was just putting in all these specifics and so intentional with our lives that He would allow me to receive, even in dreams, even in visions from my child that I didn't even meet yet. So, and that has come true to this point. Like I mentioned before, she's actually 10 going on 11, and some of the most amazing journeys that the Lord has led me on by raising her has been a lot of revelation that came through her dreams and visions. So I have a huge respect as far as what God is able to do with your life, especially from the time He's crafting you in your mother's room, to actually seeing the words play out. Like, she is such a Joseph, she is such a dreamer, and being able to just even partner with her and her faith of like, hey, God gave you this dream, what do you think this means? Or being able to teach impartation and pray through some of the important things that God has given to her to help lead me in some seasons of my life.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. And it's so true because she has a lot of great dreams and visions to this day. And you do also, though. So I don't know. That's kind of cool to think that, oh, my child who the Lord gave to me has all actually sort of given me a gift. You know, I'm giving them the gift of life, but they've given me the gift to open up my realm of dreams and visions. Ah, that's amazing. That is amazing. So, and on that, we know that Doug Addison has his Understanding Dreams and Visions course. You guys probably see that in our emails lately. We've been kind of letting you guys know about that one of the workshops that we had this year in October, and that was a really good one.